guys, welcome back to Wani Sings. It's your host Wani. How have you guys been? I hope you've been good. Okay, for today's episode and the last for the first season of Wani Sings, we will be discussing relationship codes. But before we go into that, I wish you guys a happy holidays. Merry Christmas, people. I hope you have a good one. Although it doesn't really feel like Christmas to me. I don't know if it's just me, but these children are not even playing with all these fireworks things. Everybody's grown. But yeah, cheers to the first lockdown Christmas ever and the last. Yeah. Back to the main episode of Wani Sings. All right, so welcome back. Back to the main episode, relationship codes. That's today's episode, and well, this depends, you know, not every relationship is the same, obviously, but I just feel like these are the basic things that could help a relationship stand strong, you know, to strengthen the foundation of a relationship, to make it pan out and work well in the long run. So I feel like these are some basic points that you guys can work with. Although, yeah, it depends on every relationship also. Yes. But yeah, here goes. For the first one, communication. Yeah, point one, code 101. Okay, yeah, first, communication. This is top tier. This is the top notch or the foundation of a relationship. You guys have to know how to communicate. I mean, you have to know what is going on in the other person's life at every point. I mean, every point. You have to be able to talk to each other. Do you know what I mean? You have to be able to say, this is what I plan on doing, this is what happened when I did this, this is how it went, you know, if it's good, if it is bad, I don't care. You have to be able to communicate that this is how this happened. I don't know if you are going to have to talk every day, but if that is what it takes, you know, not just how are you, you know, obviously you have to ask that, how are you doing, how's your day going, that's basic, but you have to talk about the serious things too. You have to sit down and communicate, you know, and that's on that. And second, code 102. Honesty and trust. When I said you guys should communicate, I meant when you are communicating, what should be coming out of your mouth should not be lies. You should be saying the truth and nothing but the truth. You know, I don't think you are really communicating if it's not the truth anyways. You know, that's already, if you are lying, that's already a wrong foundation. You started off the wrong foot already, and I don't know how that's going to look for the relationship in the long run. I don't know, but whatever you say, be honest about it. However something went, good or bad, say this is how it went. Whatever you did, good or bad, say this is what you did. You know, admit it. Admitting would save a lot of stress, and it is obviously a much better option than lying. You understand? So when this happens, obviously, automatically, trust comes in. Automatically. And when there is trust, that is it. That is it, you people. Trust is also top tier in a relationship. I don't see how you can have a relationship if you don't trust each other. You have to be able to know that this is what is going on with this person at this point in time. This is what this person can be up to. This is what this person is up to. And you should know for a fact that yes, that is what he will be up to or she will be up to. You know, that's, you already know. That's trust. And that is what is going to save your relationship for a long run. Yes. And that's that on that. The third one, balance each other out. How do I put this? Let me give examples. So if you are impatient, the other person has to be patient too. If you are serious minded, like very strict kind of person, your partner should be free spirited, you understand? Oh, how do I say it? What else can I say? Well, if you are an extrovert, the other person should not should. The other person can be an introvert. Whatever is the opposite, you understand? Your relationship can still work as long as you can balance each other out. Do you guys get me? Do you get? Because when, for example, if you are patient and that person is impatient, when someone starts acting out, you know how to undo this. You are going to be rational. You will wait things out, and when things come back to normal, you know, when they apologize and everything, you would be there, and you would also not be making a rash decision or arguing or doing any kind of nonsense that could worsen the situation, because you would be you would have the bigger mind, or how do I put it? But anyways, if you are that kind of person and another person that kind of person, you won't need to argue that much, because everything works out eventually, because there is the time, there is the right action, everything was done accordingly. You get, nothing was done in haste. You didn't react abnormally, because if you're both impatient, do you know how a bad situation could turn out? Could turn out worse or worst. So yeah, that's that on that. For the fourth one, tolerance. This follows the third one, because yes, to be able to balance each other out, you have to be a tolerant kind of person. All these people with bad attitudes that you think when you meet the right person they will not mind or something, you should just go and check yourself out. Go for therapy or something. Go and do it. Because obviously someone is tolerant, but then it gets to a point where the line will just break. You've crossed the line, that's what I'm saying. Because if someone keeps being tolerant and tolerant of you, when you are not a pet, why would someone have to keep tolerating you? You better go and check yourself, because obviously when you meet that person, it is a reality check, it's a fact. By the time it starts tolerating you for years and years, this is where divorce comes in, you know, you start having, it gets to the point where the person can't even be patient anymore, and then you guys start fighting, and then the divorce and separation. So yes, just for the sake of everyone, get rid of your bad attitudes, please. But yes, in regards to balancing each other out, you have to be be tolerant. Both you as a person, does not matter what side, if you are the patient side, the impatient side, you have to be tolerant. Because for one, when you are tolerant, all these things won't, all these fights won't be coming. You know, when you are tolerant and then you follow it with patience, you know, you talk about things with a very good approach. Like when you say these things, and then both of you talk it out, and then you reason with each other, that's the end. I mean, you follow it up with good results, as in you follow it up. But just imagine that kind of situation. That is it. You don't need to yell, you don't need to start arguing, you don't need any back and forth. Things just talk things out and things get sorted. That is the kind of mind you should have when you're entering into a relationship, because not everything will be done the same way you get things done. You have to be tolerant. You know how to know how to accept things, how to change some things, you know how to compromise. You have to learn these things, and you have to be tolerant to be able to adapt to these things. So yeah, that's that on that. So the fifth one, be private, not secretive. Be private. Introduce each other to your friends, and you know, maybe gradually to your family. It implies stability, you understand? That is what I mean by do not be secretive. Flaunt, but reasonably. I don't know where else to put it. Reasonably flaunt your partner, that like just let it be known. Exactly, I think that is it. Let it be known that this is the status between me and this person. Let it be known. Let it be a fact. Yeah. And then be private. Not all of your issues should be sorted out by a third party. You don't need to bring... I feel like the only time it should be a third party is when you finally bring in the divorce. You know, the lawyer. But I just bring them, I guess, to that stage. And obviously, before it gets to that stage, they'll start calling people for this kind of matter, for this kind of matter. And you know, that's how different mouths keep coming in, different opinions, and then everything just starts changing. By changing, not in a good way. Everything is just turning around. It won't end well. So you guys should get used to sorting out issues between yourselves first. Don't call in a friend, call in another friend, or you table your matter in a group chat. Tori, I don't understand why it's not necessary. If you have a very close friend, maybe your best friend, it's okay. Maybe, I don't even know. But if it is a matter that is too, you know, it's too large for your mind, and you need to talk to someone else about it, yes, you can. You know, it's not everything that you can carry on your mind alone. So yes, you can talk to someone about it. But for the most basic of all fights, you are already telling somebody to, what is your problem? What is going on? Look at, this person is not far from you. Pick up your phone. If you don't want to do it on the phone, pick up that same phone and request for a meeting point. And sit down and talk through this thing. Say this is what. Why are you telling someone to say what is in your mind again? Say it, and then before you know, that one will put their own mind to it, and then the other person put their own mind to it. And by the time you reach you or reach the other person, it is a statement of
four different opinions, and in his mind, that is your opinion, that is what you mean. Meanwhile, three people already added their own. They've put Fisi and Jara, and everything becomes worse. For something that is not even necessary, you are bringing people in. For what? Must they all know what's going on? The only reason why you are gathering people is for your wedding, your child's ceremony, the naming ceremony, and what else? Birthday party. I don't see why it is a problem between you and your husband, and you are tabling it before people. In your group, you think it's all of your friends that have sense? Well, okay, dear, however it turns out for you, just know how to be private, keep your matters to yourself and your partner, and sort it out. People, it's so nice when people don't even know you guys just quarreled, like how many minutes ago, you guys are all. Note that someone will come in and start saying, I don't settle. I'll be make I. What's going on? Please, my dear. Please. That's on that. So, is this the seventh? Or the sixth? Anyways, next one. Have fun together. I don't know. Indoors or outdoors, have fun. A relationship should be both serious and both a little bit, I'm not to say shallow, but that is opposite for serious, but that is not really what I mean. So it should be free. There should be a lot of jokes involved, a lot of fun, a lot of clownery. You don't have to be serious all the time. People will just be talking about how to do this thing, how to get this done, how to sum something. People should breathe. Open your mind small and enjoy. Breathe. Especially when you're not married yet. This is the small period of time you have. No legal restriction yet. Have fun. Do whatever it is you want to do together. And you can now continue doing it when you're married. But you know, if you don't start now, it won't be a routine. Now when you now get married, it will now continue as a serious thing. And eventually, there will be no feelings left. Everything will just be serious. That's wrong, especially when one person is street-minded, serious-minded, get military mind. So obviously you have to take it up on yourself to introduce fun into the relationship, and trust me, it would save you guys a lot of stress. Actually, it should actually reduce stress. So yes, have fun, enjoy, go out, watch movies, take walks on the beach, eat out, do whatever. Enjoy yourself. That is it. Thank you. Anyways, so for the next one, it does not. I don't know. If okay, that one is never necessary, but have protected sex. Okay, I'm still going to say it. Unless the plug game is top notch, but then they always say you never know, and it's not like they always say you actually never know. So have protected sex, because if you get pregnant and you guys do not want it, it is going to be a problem. I mean, if she aborts it or she doesn't abort it, it's going to be a problem. Then they say children, they are the gifts of God. But that is right timing. It is only when they come at the right time that we see it that way. So, if You guys did not plan it, and it happens. Wow, I don't even know how to put this, because things will change. They would change. If you do not keep it, there's always going to be this feeling in the girl's mind. She did this, oh my god. And then later people be thinking, what could have been of this child, what could have something. And for a while people will never be able to believe that, oh my god, people just got rid of a baby. And there would be a little bit of a strain there. Well, unless you guys are strong and you can work it out, you know, eventually. And it's going to be more of a problem if you guys don't end up together. If you eventually do not end up together, this is going to be a whole lot of regrets. Anyways, if you do keep it, whatever plans you had will be changed drastically. It will be changed. You don't know how. It will be changed. Everything will be rushed. And if you don't even now get married, plans will still change. But if you really, really love yourselves, you understand, you guys get married, you know, and I'm just going to tell you guys that it is not going to be the way you imagined when you wanted the child. I'm sorry to say. But obviously, when the child comes, you will love. Why won't you love a child? Obviously, you will. But things around the environment will change, not the love for the child. Things will be rushed. Things will not be going as planned. You have to bend your back for some things. You have to change some things to include some things. And well, if you don't have money, that is going to be the worst of it all. So well, just have protected sex. That's what I was going to say. That's what I said. And now on to the next. Always be happy for each other. Push each other to be successful. Congratulate yourselves. And when things don't go as planned, console yourselves. That's just it. If you have an idea about something that this other person has planned out, involve yourself, you know, include yourself, not take over it. Involve yourself by putting in some opinions about this, like, this could go better this way, or this could be another way, or something. You understand? And just have that feeling of togetherness, you know, that unity, that you guys can do something as a team, you know, whatever it is. You always push each other, you know, always be happy for each other. When you get something, be more happy than the person that got it himself, you know, be happy. I don't know if there's a relationship out there that the couples are not happy for each other. But God forbid, just be happy for each other. That is what I'm trying to say on this one. And yeah, next one, I think should be second to the last. Plan things out. Plan things. Don't just let things happen. You guys are two. You want to be together in the future. That means you have a future. You have to plan for the future. So it turns out good. Because if it doesn't, well, that's your loss. That's your problem. That's not on me. That's on you. I'm sorry. But you have to plan for, in fact, sometimes you have to plan for tomorrow. Let's not talk of the nearest future. As in, the nearest future is tomorrow, actually. Actually, the nearest future is the next second. But like, in the future, you have to plan for it. If it's investments, if it's buying, you have to provide for an apartment, the house together, in everything. Just invest your thoughts and your emotion into this. Plan things out together. As in together, so you will know that okay, this thing worked out the way both of you wanted it to be. You know that you were around when you planned this thing, as this thing was a decision by both of you. You know, it's this kind of pride that it brings when you are involved. And so you know that this is part of mine too. This is mine, it is yours, it is ours together. You understand? So yeah, plan things out, plan together. Yeah, that's on that. So yeah, the last but not the least, this is literally the last but not the least. Small money should be involved. What did I say? Involve money. What did I say again? Put money into the relationship, spend on it. Spend on yourselves, as in a novel. Spend that money. Show to each other, oh my dear. I'm not saying sugar and flaunt outside. Although yes, you can flaunt, obviously. Yes, if you get something, you can flaunt it. So just don't let it be excessive, and it's not every single thing you get for a person you put out there, you understand? So yes, that is what I mean. It is just the way the world is. This is the way the world works. Nothing can go as planned without money. I'm sorry, you need the money. So work well from now, my dear. Work well. So, because obviously you are planning for yourself, so you have to work well. And then when there's now someone else too, you have to plan together, and then you have to increase your work too. Sorry, but you need money. You need the money. So I'm not saying that it is materialistic. Do you know what I mean? Materialistic. That is not what I'm saying. You just need to have the money to be able to spend. I'm not saying you should have money, you should be rich, you should be wealthy. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Put small money in this relationship. Invest more money. Surprise your partner. Surprise him. Surprise her. You know, enjoy yourselves. When you guys go out, put more money inside. Obviously, money is all these things. So don't think relationship is not by kidney. It's not, I'm sorry, it's not a fantasy that you think. Put money inside, my dear. Money makes everything sweeter. It makes it like honey. I'm sorry, I'm not saying if you don't have money, you do not deserve to be in a relationship. I did not say that. No, I did not. But putting small money as at least as you are putting work, putting small money to makes things better, obviously. So yeah, you guys, yes, I think I'm done. I have talked so long. I know I am done. So yeah, that's it for this episode. That's it, guys. I hope you guys don't think I was saying rubbish. I wasn't. I'm serious. You guys should take note of these things. So yes, yeah, that's on that. I'm torn.
Yes. As I said before, this is my last episode for this season. But put your ears out for my bonus episode on New Year's. And no, there is no specific date for the next series. But 2021, sha. Going to be taking a short break. But thank you guys for an amazing year. I mean, this started as a hobby I picked up during the first lockdown because I was bored out of my mind, and then it turned out bigger than I thought. For one, I'm so bad at consistency. Now, I'm sure some of you guys have noticed since my episodes drop irregularly now, still every week, but random days instead of the usual Mondays when I first started. So I'm surprised I've made it this far. I literally had no plan for this channel. As you know, this season has no theme. I just took my hand to talk, and that's all. But then my boyfriend literally pushed me forward with this podcast when I published my third scene. Yes, he sent the link for that episode to everyone new, and I had an awesome amount of plays. He was shocked. I was like, oh nice, wow. I was shocked. And since then, I decided to try hard for this channel and to promote it any way I could. He's a darling. Yes, I know he's a darling. He made me come this far. And now I have an IG and a Twitter account just for my podcast. So you guys, follow me at Morning Sins, both IG and Twitter. Now that I'm done for this season, I'll try to be more active there. And also, my geographic listens shows that my podcast has been played in 12 different countries. That's more than I expected. If I expected anything at all, but like that felt nice to see. I mean, I did not plan that, you know. I know I plan and pray it gets bigger. And I'm glad for the friends I have, the ones that keep promoting my channel. You know, those of you always share my podcast with others, either by sharing links or telling them to check out One Scenes or telling others to subscribe and rate. You all are the best. I mean, one of the finest reasons I've made it this far. Thank you guys so much. To my listeners, thank you for taking your precious time to listen to my episodes. You all are welcome back with another episode. All right. Thank you guys for an amazing series. I love you guys. Still keep sharing my episodes, please. And stay tuned for the next series. You love it. Bye, guys. Toodles. Eyes low, I've been, eyes closed.